highlights from week four of the high school football season. It was a showdown for first place in Class 1A District 7 with Pella Christian and I-35 with Trevor Castle and J.D. Bohr on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 2.
Second down and goal, handed off to Boonder, left side run, spins his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles, Cody Boonder from 2 yards out. The throw, firing down the seam again, and this time Sprunk at the 25-20, far sideline 10, 5! Touchdown, Eagles! Bennett Sprunk, 54 yards from Isaac Cash. Here it's 4th and 20. Bedwell takes a snap, play action fake, looking over the middle, under pressure, fires it towards the 5, and it's intercepted. It's picked off and returned out to the 14-yard line. May have been better off dropping it, but Bennett Sprunk seals the drive with the INT. It's Boonder. They don't need it. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles. Cody Boonder, a 7-yard score.
Final score, Pella Christian 21, I-35 18. Knoxville made a trip to Nevada. It was not a great night for the Panthers, as heard on 95.3 KNIA.
Heron takes a snap, rolls out to the near side, looking to throw. He gets away. Now he goes over to the far side. He's got That's running room across the 25 to the 30, 35, out to the 40-yard line, still on its feet, still dancing around to the 45-yard line. Oh, Kieran, you impress us every time you have the ball in open space, and he did there on a scramble for 22 yards, first and 10 Knoxville from its own 44-yard line. Nichols going for it all. He has Hudson down there. Makes the catch. Touchdown, Knoxville. The Panthers finally enter the end zone.
Final score, Nevada 57, Knoxville 7. Pella welcomed North Polk to the Tulip City and promptly started making the Comets regret their trip with Andrew Schneider and Randy Sikkema on 92.1 KRLS.
Blitz is coming. On the screen, it's intercepted by Levi Rosa. He's at the 15, the 10, one man to beat, and he will bully his way in. 6 for the Dutch, touchdown Pella. Big man touchdown for Levi Rosa.
Those are always fun when the big guys get a touchdown.
Dutch to pass. Mace all day over the middle has Warner. That pass is cut at the 5, and he is in. 6 for the Dutch, touchdown Pella, as the window was so tight for that pass, and they'll find Warner for 6.
Handoff left side, Clayburgh sheds a tackle in the backfield. He's off to the races at the 20, inside the 10, makes 2 tacklers miss, and he is in! 6 for the Dutch, touchdown Pella, Nolan Clayburgh, a highlight reel play.
Final score, Pella 35, North Polk 14. PCM stayed number one with a drubbing of Sadel so bad it was felt around the capital city. With John Mulwinkle and Jeff Lindsay on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 3.
A quick throw to the near side, caught by Gatlin Bell on the screen. Got some space to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, PCM. Gatlin Bell untouched on the screen pass. He caught it right at about the 20-yard line and took it all the way in for the PCM touchdown. Just like that, 13-0 Mustangs. Low snap, Stock rolling out to his right, looking to throw, and he fires it down the field, caught by Gatlin Bell inside the 10, stumbles right along the sideline toward the pylon, and he's in for the touchdown. What a catch and run by Gatlin Bell. PCM on top 21-0 right now. That's about to change. Stock takes the shotgun snap, gives it to Sage Burns. No doubt about it this time. Lowers the shoulders and trucks a guy into the end zone. Touchdown, Sage Burns. Touchdown, PCM. 28-0 after the first quarter of action. Here's Stock in the shotgun, fakes a handoff, rolls out to his left, dumps it off, finds Braden Berger on the crossing pattern, cuts it up inside the 10, inside the 5, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, PCM. Braden Berger on the crossing pattern.
Final score, PCM 68, Sadel completely and totally void of points. Pleasantville looked to stay unbeaten when the Trojans took on Central Decatur, and it was all Trojans from kick to the final snap, courtesy of Colton Emsweiler and Ron Danks on KNIAKRLS.com, KNIA 3.
And now it's going to be a handoff to DeJody right up the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Pleasantville, Jake DeJody. A 1-yard touchdown, opened the scoring, 9:13 left in the opening quarter.
Yeah, that's a Michigan coach, Bo Schimbeckler, used to say, when in doubt, run over the big boy, and that's what Pleasantville did.
Boos is going to look to throw. No drop back there. And pass is caught. And running across midfield. He's at the 40. He's at the 35. The 30 goes down. Ball's on the ground. Officials say it's going to be a fumble. And it's going to be Trojan football on the fumble. A catch and run right there. Looked to be Evan Wallace maybe on the reception. But a forced fumble there. Heemster in motion. Clark under center. Going to be a handoff to Mann. Mann now trying to run towards the left side. And he's gone. He's absolutely gone. Well, he's got one man to beat inside the Central Ping red zone. Five and into the end zone. Did he break the plane? Wing for the signal. Touchdown, Pleasantville. Isaac Mann, 51 yards on the first play of the drive. 26-6 now is your score in favor of the home Trojans. Isaac Mann, number 42, goes 51 yards. It's going to be a keep by Kaylor Clark, and he's got defenders on him, but into the end zone. Touchdown, Pleasantville. The design keeper, the play action, and then kept by Kaylor Clark. 33-6. 33 points for the Trojans with 3:33 remaining in the second.
Final score, Pleasantville 48, Central Decatur 6. And we saved the best for last. Indianola had second-ranked Urbandale on the ropes for most of the game. Heard live on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner and Rick Wilson.
Keel gets the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls out to his left, faces pressure, finds some room up the middle. He's got a lot of room across the 50 to the 40, dodges one tackler, gets to the 20, to the 10. He's being chased down from behind to the 5 and tackled at the 2-yard line. But C.J. Keel with a huge gain of 51 yards on the ground, and the Indians have first and goal at the 2-yard line. As the punt is set to come out for the Indians, they do a fake punt. Wide open on the far side is Kiergan. He catches it at the 35, up across the 25 to the 20. The Indians get the Jayhawks to bite on a fake punt. Tries Kiergan with a 20-yard gain.
And that was Noah Johnson back there ready to punt. They had the punter back there, and he makes that nice throw.
C.J. Keel at quarterback. And from right to left, they get it out to him. It's a halfback pass. Morawski has his receiver wide open, deep down the field. It's caught. Going for a touchdown. Mark Pepper goes 60 yards. Jackson Morawski goes for a touchdown. And the Indians blow this game open 20-12. Less important is the time, and more important is the down and distance. Fourth and goal from the 4. Indianola 27. Urbandale 21 gets the snap. They try a jump pass. Rottinghouse runs to his left. He gets into the end zone. He dives past Indianola defenders, and the clock stops at 16.8 seconds.
Final score, Urbandale 28, Indianola 27. Those were our top-tier highlights for week 4 of the high school football season.